Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Empty Bowl, a podcast about cereal and relaxation. My name is Justin McElroy, and I am a cereal enthusiast.
And I am Dan Goubert, and I would really like to see where I fall on sort of the list of people who have written the most words about cereal. I'm sure I'm not at the top. There's probably cereal historians out there, but if there's ever a goal for me, it's that. So that's who I am.
You gotta have a dream. My dream is that you, the listener, beloved listener, will be able to relax for the next 20 however many minutes. We ask that you sit down, or, I guess stand. You could lie on your back. If you like, close your eyes if it is safe and prudent, and just sort of focus on cereal. We've got some relaxing music, some nice ocean noises, and no challenging ideas. This is a crunchy Zen garden for you to unwind and just consider cereal. And that's it.
Do you want to start off with some news headlines?
That would fill my bowl beautifully, Dan.
All right. Everybody else, get your bowls out. Be prepared, because the first news headline is Kellogg's launching a Catacorn cereal. It's sort of exclusive to Sam's Club for the moment, though I'm told it will be eventually reaching stores everywhere. For, all the Catacorn fans out there, I know they're a rabid bunch, but this is sort of a new rendition of the Unicorn cereal that Kellogg's launched last year, which was in itself sort of an Americanization of Unicorn Fruit Loops, which hit Europe just prior. So it's a very sort of complicated genealogy of mythological cereal, but... So unicorn cereal had a magical cupcake flavor, but this Catacorn cereal boasts a berry perfection with sparkling edible glitter. So if that's not a literal glow up, then I don't know what is.
That sounds very good to me. I wonder, berry flavored cereals have become much more interesting to me since, I had the Wildberry Fruit Loops, which were so delicious, and I would hope that this would be sort of along those lines. Anything that gets me closer to the Smurf Berry Crunch, which I had as a child and will never enjoy again.
You know, it's crazy that you mentioned that, because the color palette is sort of like a mixture of those same vibrant hues. It's got the really pink rings and some Smurfian blue sprinkles as well, which, or maybe that's the glitter. It's not really clear, but it's really not clear what edible glitter, how that's just different from sugar. So it's kind of just potato,
but there's potatoes we'll see. In it.
I don't know if it'll be worth getting a short-term Sam's Club membership for, but it's up to you, Catacorn fans.
You're going to do it, right, Dan?
You know, it's funny. I actually got like a PR blast about this and got a sample off of it, and it was already delivered apparently last week and stolen off my porch.
That's literally
the first time I've ever had a package stolen, and it was Catacorn cereal, so some beasts are too wild to tame, I guess.
What else is going on in the news?
So Trader Joe's snuck a new cereal onto shelves as well. They're one of those cereal companies that really just likes to put them out there and wait for the response. But this turned up in sort of a Reddit thread, I believe, where I first saw it, but they're Trader Joe's Neapolitan Puffs cereal.
And I gotta say, you gotta go to cerealistly.net and see this box. Cereal boxes have so little artistic perspective, or they are sort of like just targeted at kids, or they're very utilitarian. This Neapolitan Puff cereal is cool as heck.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like many mainstream sort of cereal boxes are really just character dominated and the rest of the scenery is built around it. But Trader Joe's, you know, stripping away the sort of anthropomorphization, if I get that right, out of the equation, really makes it a blank canvas for something really 70s inspired in this case. A lot of the Neapolitan hues amped up to 11, but the cereal itself just kind of looks like the Cocoa Puffs ice cream scoops that came out not too long ago. And when I first saw these, I kind of thought it would be the exact same cereal, until you see the little bubble at the top of the box that says it's made with beans and brown rice instead of sort of the typical Cocoa Puffs corn. I don't really know how I feel about this, because every time I've had a bean cereal in the past, it was impossible for me to call it like a cereal. I had to call it a bean cereal, because you really can't get the legume aftertaste out of your mind when eating it at any point. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if I'll ever make it out to Trader Joe's to try this one. It's a bit of a hike for bean-based cereals, but if that's up your alley, it might be worth it.
Are there any good options that you found for, like, ordering cereals online? Is it best just... Is there a one-stop shop, or are you better served just, like, going to the retailer itself?
Yeah, I don't think you'd probably get much better than, like, a grocery delivery service and then just buying a bunch of cereal. If you are looking for, like, new cereals, there do tend to be people who... I say scalp, but it's actually a reasonable price for someone who wants to try new cereals on eBay. Just if you want to get that one and done out of there and you have a little money to blow. Mm-hmm. Just for the cost of, like, a Blockbuster rental, you could be buying a new cereal.
Can I diverge us for a second? Speaking of this cereals, I want to talk about very briefly a cereal that I found this week. This is sort of news to me. Hmm. I was in Target, and over with the toys, I found a box of Buddy the Elf Funko Pop cereal.
Ooh.
And this was so interesting. I also found a box of Peep cereal while I was at Target. Don't get Peep cereal, folks.
It's just kicking under the shelves.
What a whiff. Anyway, the Buddy the Elf cereal, what is that flavor on the Buddy the Elf cereal? It is the strangest. Mine was a little stale. It tasted a little stale. I know it was like...
I mean, it's February and for a Christmas movie.
So that fit a little bit, but it was... did you try it? It was the strangest, almost like a cherry flavor to the Buddy the Elf cereal. It was so weird.
Well, in my experience, I believe every Funko cereal is the same flavor. So,
oh, is that it?
Well, I have not tried Buddy the Elf cereal. I had one of the Cuphead cereals for a review not too long ago, which I really just bought that one because the cereal was black, and a lot of gastrointestinal complications there, but that's a different story. Mm-hmm. As for the flavor, I think cherry's not a bad word. I kind of took it more as like sour tricks than anything.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not really the best. It's really more of a coffee table piece than a functional cereal.
Now, we last week talked about Honey Bunches of Oats and their chicken and waffles cereal, but they added another to that cereal day lineup, right?
Oh, yes. I think we teased it perhaps in the last episode, but yeah, it has now been confirmed that for National Cereal Day, which is March 7th again, Post and Honey Bunches of Oats will be releasing, alongside chicken and waffle cereal, a maple bacon donuts cereal. So this one kind of, it appears to lack sort of the geometric complexity of chicken and waffles. There's just the actual donut ring pieces, some flakes, and then little tiny clusters. But I think this is definitely the tamer option of the two, and I don't know why they didn't really lead the news cycle with this one. Mm.
Well, yeah. It's just not going to make the impact, you know? You're not going to get on Instagram with maple bacon donut cereal.
That's true. I think probably the one thing that throws me off most about it is just the prominent placement of a pig on the box.
Don't love it.
I don't know if that's the most tasteful way to sell people on bacon in their sweet breakfast product. It didn't really work for the maple bacon Pop-Tarts that came out. I don't know if you tried those, but... just kind of that interjection of artificial smoke. I'm hoping it's a little bit more you know, authentically hickory smoked or whatever than authentically farm animal.
The thing that is tripping me out most about this cereal, and I'm trying to draw a bead on it just by looking at this sort of box shot that we have, but it looks like we are blending flakes and rings.
Mm-hmm.
Could that possibly be right?
I don't think it's that out of the question. I mean,
it's challenging. I don't know. That I find that very unsettling.
Just sort of the textural mishmash, you mean?
Yeah, it's weird, right? I tend to think of flakes as losing their crunchosity at a more accelerated pace than rings. So I feel like you'd end up with like mushy flakes and crunchy rings. It sounds so strange.
I mean, I hear you on that, but I think if you're eating a maple bacon donut cereal, you've kind of forsaken all hesitation at the door.
That's true. You're probably getting down deep and down quick.
Yeah, there's deeper problems there in the slop.
There's deeper problems in the slop. I swear, Dan, every week you have a new just way of putting things that I feel like is going to stick with me for as long as I live. Last week it was...
Stack up the spoon and call it a day, I believe.
Stack up the spoon and call it a day.
I honestly can't eat cereal anymore without thinking that, so I've cursed myself.
Speaking of cereal that you have eaten, let's talk about... honey bunches of oats, apple caramel crunch. That sounds, I mean, I gotta say, that is an appealing title.
Yeah, I mean, if you thought Trader Joe's was sort of a surprise or a cereal dropper, just making it appear on shelves, Honey Bunches of Oats is probably better at it. A couple years back, they just brought back chocolate Honey Bunches of Oats randomly, which was amazing. And then they brought a pecan and maple brown sugar one last year, just out of the blue, and blew me away. And now for 2019, it seems we're following the theme by getting this apple caramel crunch, which I was really excited about from the get-go, given that apple caramel gets like no play in the cereal aisle compared to apple cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really excited to see how they would actually do this, because the only other caramel apple cereal I know of was the Pebbles Boulders that came back several years prior.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A really deep cut there. But I tried this one, and I was definitely impressed, but I don't know if it necessarily lives up to the title, because the whole time that I was eating it, I didn't think of caramel. I certainly thought of apples, because there's a good amount of the little dried pieces in there. Did a good job with that. But they did a great job of getting a molasses flavor in there, and the ingredients list really confirms that. So, usually when I talk about molasses in cereal reviews, it means I'm talking about, like, a gingerbread man sort of a flavor, because I don't really eat molasses by the spoonful.
Right.
But when I do, I recognize it in a case like this. So, if you're really into that really niche, unique, dark sweetness, and then the fruitiness as well, I think you owe this one a try. And I think anyone does, honestly.
I have a problem with, I am not crazy about dehydrated fruits in cereal. Because
it's a slippery slope.
As I start to rehydrate, I start to think it's kind of gross. It kind of gross. I think a good example of this is like strawberry Special K, you know, or red berry Special K, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Where as those berries start to rehydrate, it's just like not... It's just not pleasant, I think. And I worry about this for the dehydrated apples.
Yeah, it's kind of like those foam capsule toys that you put in water.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's as much of a concern here. The apple pieces are surprisingly small, so okay. You could probably trick your mouth out of them.
Let's stay in the orchard and talk very briefly about crisp apple Pop-Tarts.
Oh, I mean... I thought you'd said there'd be no controversial or difficult statements, but we're going to review a Pop-Tart for a little bit of a diversion. So, this was another flavor that surprised me, because it really diverts from the recent Pop-Tarts trend of going really, really wacky and specific with their flavors. Like, they had the soda pop flavored Pop-Tarts, as well as the Jolly Ranchers tarts, all of which just got more convoluted and really, really intense and niche appeal as you try and make it through, like, the jumbo Walmart-sized boxes, which they only sell them in for some reason. But a refreshing bite of crisp apple Pop-Tarts reminded me that Pop-Tart simplicity is really where it's at, because I don't think I've ever eaten a Pop-Tart and wanted anything more than just that primal, raw sweetness. And crisp apple Pop-Tarts deliver that in spades. It's got that authentic sort of Granny Smith sourness to it, but not overbearing, and really just sort of tempered by the classic Pop-Tarts crust.
Mm-hmm. How would you, if you were to stack all of Pop-Tartdom into a huge pile, what where in the pile do you think that this Pop-Tart would stack up?
Oh man, if I'm stacking up the Pop-Tarts and really calling it a day, I think I would put it probably just below the middle. I mean, there's a lot of sort of legacy tarts from the rich history of the brand that I have to give their true place, like risen to the rafters of the stack. But a very impressive showing, and definitely near the top of probably what we've seen in the last 5 years of Pop-Tarts flavors.
We have one more review here that you've listed in the lineup, and that is Fiber One Strawberries and Vanilla Clusters.
You know, I was really interested in talking about this one at first, because we do get a lot of questions about the best healthy cereals that are out there, and I was ready to pitch this one, and then you mentioned not liking sort of the dried fruit texture in cereal, and if you didn't like that in Special K, then this one would probably drive you wild, because Fiber One Strawberries and Vanilla Clusters has just so many dried strawberries, and they're huge. It's like the complete cross-section of a full-sized plump strawberry just sitting amongst these sort of really boring, like, raisin bran-ish flakes. We don't really need to waste words on those. But, and a few pockets of these vanilla clusters, which are definitely the highlight of the bunch. They really taste like Yogos, if you remember those, in the little pouches. But you have to wish there were more of those, because the strawberries themselves are sort of a beast to be reckoned with. They're very authentic. They're a bit tart. Their texture, again, is challenging, especially in milk. But the key here is to get a ratio of flakes to the strawberries to really offset that texture with a more pleasant one. And if you do that, I think this is a good way to, you know, maybe get the fiber back into a cereal diet that may be lacking it. I find it's a good mixer as well. Like with the Cap'n Crunch Strawberry Shortcake Crunch, which is kind of disappointing on its own, this cereal can add that, you know, real pop of authenticity, I think.
Delicious. In our last segment, we like to cut loose a little bit and stop taking everything so darn seriously. And we sort of have a free period, and this week we are going to be discussing a challenging question that a lot of people have sort of brought to our desk, and we wanted to try to knock it out in one fell swoop, and that is cereal mixes, combining one to two cereals. You can't combine one cereal, so at least two. Possibly more. Dan, do you have a favorite cereal combo?
Yeah, this episode really seems to be the theme of me bringing up things that you just said you weren't into, because my go-to combination is what I like to call Honey Bunches of Cheery Oats, which is just a very simple mixture of 50% Honey Bunches of Oats and 50% a corresponding Cheerios flavor. Because I find in most cases with the Honey Bunches, you can find a respectable analog in the Cheerios kingdom. So I was kind of staying a little quiet earlier when you were asking about the rings and the flakes together, because I secretly love it.
Oh, no. Damn.
Yeah, these complex textural contrasts, they're just really exciting for a palate that's been, you know, it's cut its teeth on the same thing over and over again. I like that variety.
I would not, this may be a little bit of a cheat, but I think, broadly speaking, granola added to pretty much any cereal that is in the non-fruit world can improve it. Like, I'm not talking about your Fruit Loops, your Fruity Pebbles, your Trix. But I think any sort of like flake based or cereal circles, you know, the like oat circles, that kind of vibe. Granola is a really nice, like, extra crunchy counterpoint that can really just kick the nutritional value right in its teeth and really amp up the calories and amp up the sugar.
What's one of your favorites, probably, specific maybe granola and cereal combos?
The best I can remember is Blueberry Morning, which I love those, like, that whole Great Grains sort of area of cereals that are, like, no question, like, the worst for you. Like, almost certainly... nutritionally speaking, like, the worst you could be eating, baffling amounts. Like, Blueberry Morning, I just looked at the nutritional value in a serving of Blueberry Morning, it's 218 calories, which is, I mean, no exaggeration, twice what you would get from any other cereal. I mean, 17 grams of sugar in a serving, which if you were to compare that to like Fruity Pebbles, you would be talking about like 6 less grams of sugar than that, and 120 calories. It's like so wild. But Blueberry Morning with some granola in there, oh boy. Or Cheerios, apple cinnamon Cheerios with granola, like, delicious. One that is not a cereal, it's not combining two cereals, but is my favorite mix-in is like really dark chocolate chips. Oh my god. Very few cereals are not improved by with a sprinkling of very dark chocolate chips. I mean, pretty much anything is better.
That's such a spiral, because I've done the same thing, and I immediately, just every time I eat cereal after that, I can't help but think, there's no reason to not put chocolate chips in this. Like, it wouldn't not make it better.
Like, aside from the obvious reason, which is,
yeah,
you know, your continued existence on this planet.
Also, give it a try with the Cracklin' Oat brand, and really just compound the bad nutrition facts.
Yeah. Quaker Oat Squares is another one for me that, like, I love, and, you know, has a vibe of healthiness. And I came to that one fairly late in life. It is miserable for you. Just devastating. 212 calories per cup. A little better on the sugar, but... it's rough, but it's not a mixer, so I don't want to get outside the scope of the conversation. Dan, this has been so pleasant as usual, talking with you. Where can people find more of your work if they would very wisely like to ingest some of it?
Oh, at www.cereallessly.net.
I would like you to know, because I will not get credit for it, because it did not come to fruition. I did put an offer in on seriouslessly.com for you.
Really?
This week, and it was ignored.
I appreciate it.
They did not even respond to my request. So, sadly, we will stay at seriously.net for the time being. You can also find our show at bowl.rest. If you wouldn't mind spreading that link around a little bit this week and telling some friends of yours that they might enjoy the show, maybe even we have a system there at bowl.rest where you can donate a little bit to the show, even if it's 99 cents all the way up to, I think, $9.99. If you can donate to our show every month, half of that goes to keep Seriously running, and half of it goes to the Huntington's Facing Hunger Food Bank. So you can help feed hungry people and help keep a great cereal site going by donating your money. So we appreciate it. And anything else, Dan, you want to address? We got an email address. What's our...
Yeah. You can send us all questions, inquiries, pressing cereal news bites to mail@bowl.rest.
Well, folks, that is going to do it for us. So, until next time, my name is Justin McElroy.
And I'm Dan Gobert.
And as always, don't forget to drink the milk.